Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. Today's topic is the everything in between part. And as a healer and certified life coach, I witness a lot of things happening with the energy on the planet and how it can impact so many people in so many vast different areas across the country. So there is something to living with the sensitivities of how the planets align. And I know a lot of people might think it's kooky, but it's a thing. So, there is a common theme right now on the planet that many struggle with, and that is the idea that you have to accept the gift of hostility when it's presented to you. Let me explain this a little bit, because people show up in our experiences to exchange gifts regardless if they are welcomed into our lives or not. Each and every encounter shapes and molds our experiences of tomorrow and how we move through our lives, depending on if you've allowed the gifts of others to influence your behavior or your attitude or your emotions or just in general. There are many gifts also that we're presented with that are easy to accept, such as love, joy, and kindness, including hostility, anger, sadness, depression, addiction, A lot of people don't understand that the vibrational flow of hostility, of anger, sadness, depression, all those lower frequencies seem to be what people gravitate to. The truth is you don't have to accept it. You don't have to receive it or join anyone who presents you with anything less than what brings you joy or uplifts you or enriches your life. Yet so many of us accept these gifts, including myself at times. If someone tells you that, especially if you've had a reading and a message was doom and gloom, or that you were destined to experience hardships because of the planet's alignment at any given moment, listen, you don't have to accept that. That is not your truth. And if it doesn't resonate with you, cast it aside. If it feels icky, doesn't uplift or enrich your life, cast it aside. Do not make it your truth. Do not accept it or try to figure out if it actually fits or force it to fit into your life, because sometimes it's just the energy that's coming through in the moment and we can choose to accept it or not. There are a lot of readers, not all of them, but a lot of readers that don't practice good ethics, and that can influence and dictate your experience, right? So just be mindful when you're choosing readers. And I think I did an episode, maybe in my first season, of how to choose a really good reader. And just briefly, make sure that they have a public profile. You can find their online presence, whether it's big or small. Read reviews. And above all, trust your intuition. And if they're asking you for, removal fees of negativity, cast them aside, because don't hand over your money. Just go say a prayer, cut the cords to them, because most likely they're the ones that put it there. Anyway, because the future is perspective and we have free will to choose any pathway, any emotion, and any experience, it's not your destiny to only experience hardships. Listen, the universe actually conspires with you to create magical world and experiences for you that's supportive of you. So, here's the thing. Whatever the strongest frequencies of emotions are, whatever you're giving the most attention to, even if it's something you don't want, that's what you're going to give life to, because the frequency is greater than that what you actually want in your life. I hope that makes sense for you, because this for me was a really big concept to understand, especially in manifesting things in my life that I wanted to experience. If I'm in a pissy mood, I'm gonna experience so many pissy things that day. It's just drawn to me like a magnet, even more so than the higher vibrations. Because most people on the planet are already vibrating there. So we're tuning into the mass consciousness of negativity, which, especially right now on the planet, is greater than the peace, love, joy, and kindness that we all actually want to receive or experience. We are programmed from a very young age to focus more on the negative. Remember, one thought breeds another thought and breeds another thought, and before you know it, you're swept away into the dark abyss of negativity. But it doesn't have to be that way. You have the power within you to create just as much joy and beautiful experiences as the negative. It's up to you to take control, to say no to demands of your time, cut the cords to anyone that doesn't bring you joy. Listen, you don't have to live there. You literally have control over your experience. And to choose exactly what you want to accept as your truth. This is especially true for all sensitives on the planet, myself included. I remind myself often. Now, I've had a lot of practice with maintaining my energy and choosing what brings me joy and choosing my experiences, including friends. And if it doesn't serve me and, you know, they hold me to a different standard, I don't have to accept that. I don't have to have them in my life. I have no guilt over it either. So being a very feeling woman, I can attest to the fact that it's way easier to give in to the energy that is presented, and a lot of work to remain steadfast in the foundation of the truth and light. Mind you, it does get easier. And the more you practice what gifts you accept into your life and your energy feels, the easier it does get to get yourself back up out of the mud and let go of that darkness that pulled you in the first place. And I think a lot of people on the planet are fearful of success, not a failure, because that comes easy for a lot of people. It's the drive to keep going, to keep the energy flowing at a certain frequency until you break over that hump. And it does happen. Do you ever feel like, you know, sometimes you shouldn't go somewhere or do something, but you've been programmed to feel obligated to say yes to every demand of your time, your energy, and you go against that nagging feeling and have a miserable experience because you didn't listen to yourself in the first place? What if you started listening more to that feeling and let your soul drive? Just say no, man. I don't want to. This doesn't feel good. You don't feel good in my life. And yes, we've been friends for 30 years, but I don't relate to you anymore. So I'm not going to, you know, hang out with you anymore, because we're not the same people. We're always growing, always evolving, and never standing still, because we're energy beings. So if you feel that those around you are at a standstill in their life because they're choosing a certain frequency to resonate with them, you don't have to play with them. Get out of their energy field. Go do you. What if you start refusing the negativity, even if it's through your thoughts? Take actions towards your goals and let go of things that do not serve you. and make your own happiness a priority. You matter. Your happiness matters. You will change your world around you drastically if you just do this one little step. And I know I'm making it sound simple, but listen, I've been there in the throes of it, of forcing myself to rise above despite what people say. Listen, you're not here on the planet to please everyone. If it doesn't bring you joy, stop it. Just stop. Change the path. You do you. And stop allowing others to manipulate you. If they want to be negative and are interfering with your flow, cut them loose. Remove yourself. You have that choice too. No one will make you a success but you. So stop living in the shadows of what society says. Oh, right now we're in retrograde, so it's going to be shitty, and you have to accept this as the truth because I say so. No, man. If this doesn't fit with you, cast it aside. You don't have to accept the negativity on the planet, even if it's vibrating really, really strong, because the light in you is stronger than the darkness in the world. It even says so in the Bible. Until next time, you've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Thank you for listening. Please like, share, and follow. Help me build my audience. Have a great day.